Now, we've been hearing all morning about the US brokered ceasefire agreed between Israel and Iran after 12 days of missile strikes between both countries. Just over 2 hours ago, US President Donald Trump said on social media the ceasefire was in effect and he urged both sides not to violate it. Things change because in the last few minutes, the Israeli military said it has identified missiles launched from Iran. It says air defense systems are operating to intercept the threat and it's telling people to go into shelters and stay there until further notice. Sirens have sounded in North Israel as the army warns of those incoming missiles from Iran. Let's talk now to Sky News correspondent Alistair Bunkle, who is in Jerusalem. Alistair, can you tell us what's happening?
Well, it looks like the early reports are one ballistic missile fired from Iran, focused towards the north of Israel, particularly Haifa, which has had quite a lot of the missiles aimed at it over the last 10 days or so. I think it was shot down. We haven't had the all clear yet. That can sometimes take 15, 20 minutes to come through. So it's not really clear, given that Iran said that it was going to agree and abide by the ceasefire. It's not clear why this one missile, if it is just the one missile, has been sent, and of course what the Israeli reaction will be. I mean, ceasefires are always, the early hours of ceasefires are always pretty tense moments. They don't often, in my experience, run entirely smoothly. I think the Israelis will be urged not to react too strongly to this and hope that it is just a single one-off. And that the ceasefire can remain intact.
Yeah, because we've been analysing this ceasefire all morning on the programme, talking about what was happening in the White House, that Donald Trump and his senior team were on the phones for a long time yesterday trying to get this deal over the line. Do you think that Donald Trump will be picking up the phone now to Benjamin Netanyahu to urge caution here?
Well, I would say that Donald Trump, would be asleep given the time difference, but we know that he is often tweeting in the middle of the night, and so he could be watching it very closely. I mean, obviously, U.S. officials here in Israel as well, with close links to the White House, will be in regular conversations with the Israelis. I think it's been pretty clear that Donald Trump saw the U.S. strikes against the nuclear sites as his hope being a one-off. He didn't want this to spiral into anything more. They absorbed the attack on the U.S. military base in Qatar last night and didn't decide to retaliate. I think there was a certain degree of coordination around that attack in order to give everybody an off-ramp. And so, the hope from everybody will be that this one missile, assuming it is just that and remains at just that, will not derail
Okay.
a ceasefire, which is only a few hours old.
Indeed. Sky News correspondent Alistair Bunkle in Jerusalem, thank you for that update. And of course, RT News will have updates throughout the day on this issue. Now, it's just coming up to, 13 minutes to 9.